Welcome to Great Mats. This is Great Thoughts. Slide, climb, jump, and crawl. Outdoor playgrounds are a blast for kids. Having fun, playing with friends, burning off excess energy, and developing large and fine motor skills are just some of the benefits of a playground. All types of learning, emotional, social, motor, and cognitive, are increased and enhanced by play, particularly free play in playgrounds. But if you live in a climate with frigid, long winters, an endless rainy season, or a sultry, hot summer, outdoor playgrounds are off-limits for long periods of the year. This has led to the rise of indoor playgrounds. From home and corporate daycare centers, churches and community centers, airports and shopping malls, to private homes, indoor playgrounds are growing in popularity. These days, you can find indoor playgrounds in child care centers, fast food restaurants, children's museums, health and fitness centers, as well as theme parks. With the rise of community and commercial indoor playgrounds, parents have discovered an indoor playground can be a great place to host a child's birthday party. But just as it is important to make sure playground equipment is safe, the flooring surface of your indoor playground is equally as important. Obviously, a concrete surface offers no protection when a child slips or falls. Carpet is not much better. Fortunately, there are many new products from rolled rubber to plastic tiles that can make an indoor playground a safe, inviting, and colorful place to play. Whenever you are creating a playground, you need to be concerned that the surfaces you choose meet the recommended fall heights for the equipment you will be installing. Fall height is the distance between the ground and the highest step or platform that a child might climb to. A surface with a proper fall height will lessen the severity of injuries, particularly life-threatening head injuries, for the little ones who use your playground. The American Society of Testing and Materials is the primary organization that rates playground safety surfaces. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has created safety standards for playgrounds, both indoors and out, and has a PDF specifically about indoor playground surfaces. Rubber is the top choice for outdoor playground surfaces. It can withstand the weather, is very durable, and can have very high fall height ratings. There are plenty of rubber flooring options, but let's start with some indoor products that may be more comfortable and soft than outdoor rubber tiles. One option is Stay-Lock flooring tiles from Great Mats. These PVC plastic tiles will hold up to exercise or playground equipment and provide cushion as well. The typical lifespan of this tile, offered with perforated orange peel and bump top surfaces, is 20 years, and it is waterproof and resistant to many oils and acids. Stay-Lock PVC tiles give you the durability of rubber with the cushion of foam. Tiles can be installed on any indoor surface, including concrete and carpet, without an underlayment. You can cut to fit around obstructions. The unique active locking design means the tiles won't separate over time, and they provide a 20-inch fall height, so they are best for preschool-sized playgrounds. These tiles are made from 100% recycled plastic and will contribute LEED points to your building project. At the end of their life cycle, some distributors like Great Mats will accept Stay-Lock tiles for recycling. Tiles come in a range of designer colors, including terracotta, forest green, tan, and brown, as well as custom colors, to make your indoor playground a showcase. The orange peel surface provides traction, so little feet won't slip. Another brand to look at is Ergomata. Its solid cushion tread tiles are manufactured from 100% recycled rubber and flexible PVC plastic to be soft and supportive as well as long-lasting. The tiles are available in a range of colors including blue, yellow, green, red, gray, black, white, and beige, and cost between $6 and $7 per square foot. The Diamond Shield tray increases traction and reduces falls. For a higher ASTM fall height protection, take a look at Great Mats Indoor Playground Foam Tiles, which are 1 5/8 inch thick and have a ASTM fall height rating of 4 feet. Starting under $3 a square foot, these foam tiles are waterproof and non-absorbent, and their tatami top texture means no rug burns if a child slides or wipes out. The puzzle edges are simple to install, reversible, and easily portable. The foam puzzle tiles are available in a 40-inch square with border strips. Since these tiles are soft and will indent under extended heavy weight, Great Mats recommends installing heavy playground equipment first, and then installing the foam mats around the equipment. The interlocking foam tiles are available in black or gray, red and blue, or green and gray, and since they are reversible, you can change patterns and colors. For higher fall heights, like 8 or 10 feet, you'll want to look at a rubber surface. Make sure any rubber product you choose is low odor and designed for indoor use. Specialty flooring retailer GreatMats.com has a great selection of rubber tiles, and its expert customer service reps can help you make the right choice for your equipment and budget. For more on this topic, please review our indoor playground flooring product page.